From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ann Ball reporting. With a midnight government shutdown creeping closer, both Republicans and Democrats grapple with the internal party divisions in hopes of voting on a massive budget measure. Frustrations mounting as GOP Senator Rand Paul held up voting in hopes of attaining a recorded vote on reversing its spending increases.
So it's a canard to say we can't have one amendment and can't spend 15 minutes debating whether or not it's good for the country to add $1 trillion in debt.
The Trump administration favors the measure, but an official with the Office of Management and Budget say they are preparing for a lapse in appropriations. Approvals in the Senate seemed assured, even if it is in the wee hours of Friday morning. But the situation in the House remains dicey. Members of both parties there oppose the measure, which roughly contains $400 billion in new spending for both military and domestic programs. In North Korea, they staged a military parade in Pyongyang Thursday, one day before the opening ceremonies of the Winter Olympics in rival South Korea. The parade is normally held in April, but they moved it up to February. Kim Jong-un has sent a large delegation to South Korea to take part in the Winter Olympics, including his sister, who is a senior member of the North's ruling Workers' Party, and 22 athletes who will march with their South Korean counterparts under a united flag. This is VOA News. State Department spokesperson Heather Nauert says the U.S. will not allow the North to drive a wedge between the U.S. and South Korea and Japan.
The United States will not back away from its ally, and no one is going to drive a wedge between the United States and the Republic of Korea and the United States and also Japan.
Stocks plunged again Thursday. And for the second time in 4 days, the Dow Jones Industrial Average sank more than 1,000 points. It's the fifth loss in the last 6 days. The Dow and Standard & Poor's 500 have dropped 10% from their all-time highs just last month. That means they are in what is known in Wall Street as a correction. Secretary of Defense Jim Mattis said the U.S. is not trying to get involved in the years-long Syrian civil war after U.S.-led coalition airstrikes killed about 100 pro-government forces who had attacked coalition-backed Syrian Democratic forces. It was self-defense, Mattis said. Obviously, we are not getting engaged in the Syrian civil war. Some 300 pro-government forces attacked an SDF headquarters on Wednesday, but retreated after the U.S.-led coalition knocked out their artillery and two of their tanks. The White House is facing questions following the resignation of a key advisor to President Donald Trump. Rob Porter resigned Wednesday after two of his former wives claimed he physically and emotionally abused them. White House spokesman Raj Shah called the abuse allegations serious.
It's important to remember that Rob Porter has repeatedly denied these allegations and done so publicly. That doesn't change how serious and disturbing these allegations are. They're upsetting. And the background check investigates both the allegations and the denials. The investigation does not stop when allegations come to light. It continues to determine the truth.
U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson and China's top diplomat said Thursday that they reaffirmed the commitment of Washington and Beijing to exert pressure on Pyongyang over its nuclear weapons. During the meeting, State Department spokeswoman Heather Nauert said, and from Washington, I'm Ann
Ball. That's the latest world news from VOA.